Okay, good morning, good afternoon. How are you? I hope you're having a beautiful day. And first thing I want you to remember is that great things are about to happen to you today. Really great things. So remember to keep that in mind all day long and through tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So, I hope you liked our exercise from yesterday. We're mixing it up a little bit, getting kind of crazy. I gave you guys homework, and I know that not everybody filled theirs out, so I would like you to go onto the Facebook page, even if you're listening to this call later, go on there and write a post about one unhealthy place that you tend to find yourself. And then you're going to write what healthy choices you're going to make the next time you're in that place or that scenario. And it's really important that we do this because it's acknowledging to our mind and our subconscious that we are ready to make a change and that we know what change we want to make. So, yesterday on our call, we talked about how important it is to know what goal you're working towards and what steps it's going to take to get there. If we never put the time to think about that, then we're never going to achieve the things that we would like to have or do or be. And it's really easy to forget to put the time in to do that. But right here and right now, I want to remind you to do that. Take the time. It's so worth it. It's a matter of creating the life you want or remaining somewhere that feels uncomfortable and being in a place you don't want to be. So, with that said, please make sure you go on the Facebook page and write me a post of what yours is. We'd love to hear from you. So, today we're going to talk about unattaching from food. And before we get into that, I just want to start you off with a really great quote that I love. And it says, where the mind goes, the body will follow. And this became a quote that was part of my life a couple years ago when I was training for my triathlon. And I had this spin instructor, and she would tell us this every class, where the mind goes, the body will follow. And I had been to spin classes before, and being new to it, it was hard. So, having this mantra in my mind whenever I was in class really helped me a lot because I would get to that point where I would feel like I can't go any further and I need to just give up. And she would say this, and I would think to myself, wow, yeah, I can go further. My mind is what's telling me that I need to stop now. And my body is fine, my body can keep going. My body is sending signals to my brain that says, this is uncomfortable, this hurts, I need to stop. But it wasn't the kind of hurt that's like, I'm gonna break a bone. It was the kind of hurt that's like, I haven't done this in a while, and these muscles don't normally get used, so I'm not used to it. So when I was able to check in with my brain and be like, yeah, can you do this? Can you go a little bit more? My brain would be like, yes, I can. So keep in mind, little play on words there. Keep in mind that where you take your brain, your body will go too. This is why being able I'm finding a hard time getting these words for this, but it's the most important. So I want to make sure I say it right. But allowing your brain to open up in a way that lets you become who you want to be, achieve what you want, and do what you want to do is the utmost importance. And you can use that tool every minute of every single day. And when we learn to tweak it, just the way that we're learning to tweak and build our bodies, we're also going to build our minds. When we do that, then we are able to just achieve things that we never imagined were possible. And that is something I love to think about and to wake up with in mind, is just that anything is possible. The only limits we have are the limits we put on ourselves. So the second we say, I can't have that, or that's not for me, or I don't know how I would ever get that, that's the second you can't have it, because you just told yourself you can't, and you've built up in your mind that it's not possible. But think of all the people in this world who have achieved amazing, incredible, great things, and think about the second that their brain said, no, that's not possible. I don't think that happened in that instance. Think about like the Wright brothers who flew the first airplane. Everybody around them, every single person told them, you're crazy. You'll never get a plane off the ground. And they did. And that's because they didn't let that thought stop them. They never told themselves, no, this is not possible. No, this plane will never fly. They thought to themselves, I bet there's a way that we can make this plane fly. And I bet by making this plane fly, we can change the course of history. We can create something that's never been created before. And that's how inventors think. Instead of saying, no, that's not possible because everybody else told me that's not possible, they think, what ways can I come up with to create that? How can I create that to happen? To give you an idea and an example in my own life, Josh and I have been able to create some really incredible things in our lives lately just by removing that concept of limitation. So instead of when something comes up in our minds of what we'd like to do, be, or create, instead of thinking that's not possible because everybody else in my life told me that's, I can't have that, I can't do that, that's impossible. Instead of thinking that, we thought, how can that be? You know, how can that become something that we create, that we grow, that we have? Something as simple as this program that we're all doing right here. You know, if I had thought to myself, no, I can't make a program with more than one person in it, because, you know, my specialty is, had always been having private coaching clients. If I had said, no, there's no way, I don't know how I can create a group of people and make nutrition schedules and create fitness plans, you know, what workout would they do, or what would they cook, or how would they cook it, or what if they have this allergy, or what if that happens? You know, just think about all the things that could have popped up into my brain and allowed me to say, that's not possible, or to allow this program to be $50 when my coaching programs are normally upwards of 2,000. So if I thought in my brain, no, you can't do that, that's not possible, that's not going to work, then none of this would be happening right now. And the results that everybody would be seeing with, I mean, this is combined with all the hard work that you have put in, but it wouldn't be happening in the way that it's happening right now. Had I allowed myself to say, I just don't know. I don't know how that'll happen. And, you know, people tell me it's not possible. I mean, the program that I created for you guys is nothing. I've never seen anything like it before. And it's not modeled after anything, because all the programs that I saw were not what I wanted this to be for you guys. So I stepped outside of my comfort zone where everybody says, this is how you do it, this is the way it's done, and you have to follow these steps and be in these parameters. You know, to step outside of that and say, no, this is how I'm going to do it, and we're going to figure this out, and I'm going to use my creative brain to create all these concepts and find the right thing that works for everybody and put a lot of heart and soul into it. And then we've created a beautiful friendship and family and group of people, and we're all working towards amazing goals, and it's just really exciting and beautiful. And I just want to use that example to inspire you to put no limits on yourself and to know that anything is possible. Even financial goals, you know, people will say to you, oh, you can't make that much this year, or you can't have this amount of money. Anything is possible. Absolutely anything. And it's just the limits we put on ourselves. If we say, yeah, but I'm doing this all day, and I make this amount of money, and that's that. That's just how it is. You know, that's a limit. That's a limit that we put on ourselves. There's so many crazy opportunities and ways that that could become something different, you know? Maybe it's a matter of if we really want a certain amount of money to have certain things or fulfill us in certain ways, then maybe it means that we need to be doing something that brings in money and fulfills our hearts. Maybe it just means that we need to shift some things around and do things a little differently, use our time a little bit differently. There's just a million different options. You know, back in the day, I used to work in event planning. And when I did that, I found myself really enjoying event planning. But I looked at what I was making, and I also looked at the top people in my industry, and I noticed that they didn't have any time for their families, and they didn't have any free time. They were working like day and night and weekends and holidays and everything, and they weren't making very much money, and I thought to myself, do I want that to be my future? And personally, I wanted a future that was full of abundance and time to spend with the people that I love, and that also made a lot of money for the effort that I feel like I was putting in, and the love and the everything. So I started to shift things, and I just started to, you know, see what areas of my life I could tweak so that I was still doing what I enjoyed doing, but I was also making enough money and having enough free time. So just want to inspire you to be limitless. Limitless is the theme of the week. And that was a long explanation of a quote, but I feel like it was pretty necessary because we all need that reminder. So to jump into unattaching from food, as we've discussed in the past, is something that we all tend to become attached to. I can't think of a better word than using attached again. We all get super attached to when we eat, how we eat, how much we eat, the emotion that it gives us when we're eating. And today I want to inspire you to just let go, to just let go of that. And we're going to start thinking about food in a different way. We're going to start asking ourselves, what are you eating for? What's the reason that you're eating your meals? And we're going to stop thinking about food as something we have to do all the time, three times a day, in order to, you know, find some fulfillment in. We're going to stop using it as a way to make ourselves feel good. And we're going to start looking at it as a way to nourish ourselves. So now, food is becoming medicine. You're eating food to be that medicine for you. You're eating food as a skin treatment. You're eating food to heal. So food is no longer this thing that we just do because we're supposed to do it. And, you know, it's like a survival thing. Survival equals lack. If in our minds we're thinking of food as survival, we're thinking that we're lacking in something. And that lacking feeling is negative. And we don't want to put out negativity. We want to put out positivity. So what can you think of? How can you think of food in a different way? For me personally, it's to say, oh, okay, it's noon. My body feels hungry. I guess I'm going to eat something that will be a skin treatment for me. Something that will make my skin glow, make my skin even and, you know, free of any blemishes and just make it healthy. Or I'm going to say, oh, it's time to eat. That means I get to, you know, give myself a natural personal doctor's visit right here. So this food is about to be the medicine that goes into my body to heal me and keep me strong and nourished and be so healthy now and in the future. If you look at the food on your plate and you think to myself, wow, or think to yourself, wow, this is about to make me 100 times better. This is going to give me way more energy. This is going to make my heart run better. This is going to make my lungs run better. This is going to make my organs run better. This is going to make me feel so good and positive and unstoppable. That will be a moment when you're completely unattaching from food. You're no longer attached to it to give you happiness. So, well, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, yes, it will give you the happiness of having more energy and everything. But I guess we're saying that it's no longer giving you the happiness to overcome a feeling of worth, of needing more worth in our lives. So when we feel uncomfortable, we tend to choose unhealthier foods. I can totally vouch for this myself. You know, when I'm at a family party or any kind of party, it's really easy to feel uncomfortable when we first get there and we walk in the door and we might not know anybody. And we might look at the food table and think, well, I know that. That's comfortable to me. Let me go over there and get some of that. You know, that's when we go to food for comfort and out of a place of lack. And instead, we want to walk into that party and think to ourselves, you know, how do I want to be right now? Who do I want to connect with, meet, love? And just remember that everybody just wants love. So if you're just loving to people, then you can't go wrong. Like anytime you feel uncomfortable around anybody or you're in a new scenario, just remember to be loving and just give love unconditionally. And you will automatically have something to connect with people on. You know, just love them. Be like, you know, if they have great hair, oh my gosh, your hair is so beautiful. Or I love that dress that you have on. You know, just something that's genuinely giving love. Or if when they're speaking, they just talk about beautiful things, you know, just telling them that, acknowledging them for that. And, you know, keeping it to ourselves never helps anybody. It only hinders us. So I totally encourage you to unattach from your food to allow other things to become what they're meant to be. Because did you ever think that maybe when we're eating all this food, when we're not even hungry or overeating, that we might be missing out on something else that life wanted us to experience? You know, anytime we overdo it on stuff, we may be missing out on the opportunity that we've been waiting for, because we were so consumed in this thing that we're just obsessed with, that we can't see these amazing things that are just waiting, waiting, waiting for us, and the opportunity may pass. So I've worked with this a lot in my own life of just unattaching from food and allowing that extra time I have when I'm unattached from food to create some really incredible things. And every time we overstuff ourselves, that's when we become uncomfortable and we can't focus, we can't be our best selves. So when you eat, eat to be your best. We are eating to be our best every meal. And we're eating to have beautiful, healthy skin. We're eating to nourish our bodies. And we're eating food as medicine to heal ourselves each and every day. So that wraps up our call. You can just ask yourself, what are you eating for? I'd love to hear your response to that. And I would love to hear from anybody who hasn't posted up yet about their unhealthy place that they find themselves. So have the most amazing day today. We're all family here, so love each other and love everybody around us. And lots of love to you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Can't wait to hear from you. Have a great day. See ya.